Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Emerson?
Hi, yes.
Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I was just following up. I understand that you spoke with Honey last week, and you had some questions regarding the Google Guaranteed program.
Yeah. How does that work?
Okay.
She was saying something about that.
Okay. It's a pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year, so it's pretty new. And it's a program where you have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then once you pass the background check, Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you have a disgruntled client that you've done a ton of work for, and then all of a sudden they want their money back. If that's a valid claim, Google would get involved and actually refund the client up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay?
Now,
you considered more of a roofer or more of a general contractor as far as your licensing goes?
As of right now, as a general.
General. Okay, so let me just see. So
this
program, all we charge to participate is the one-time application fee of $250. That application process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Now, because it's a newer program that Google rolled out, we're knocking them out closer to the four-week mark. And then once you're approved, not only do you get that insurance, also it's a pay-per-lead program. So I don't know if you've ever tried like the typical pay-per-lead programs before, you know, those ones that'll sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So with Google Guaranteed, Google is not interested in selling leads. So if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you. So you have a much higher chance of converting it. And you're only charged for the lead if it's a valid lead. So if somebody calls you from Google Guaranteed and says, hey, Emerson, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that, right? Because that's not a lead. Or if they call you and they say, hey, I need some siding done. I'm in Las Vegas, for example. Well, you're not going to get charged for that because you're not in Las Vegas. So you're only going to get charged, you know, if it's valid and it's in your service area. And the cost per lead is about $48 each. So that's going to vary. Let's say it's a smaller job. It might run you like, you know, $42, or it might be a bigger job and it might run you $52, right? But the average is $48 a lead. And once you're approved, we would call you and say, okay, Emerson, we want to activate the budget, which is $626, or it would equal 13 leads within the month. That, you know, wouldn't be collected today. That would be 4 to 8 weeks down the road whenever you're approved. And then you don't have to take on 13 leads a month. So let's say that you got 7 or 8 leads and they were all big jobs. Then what would happen is the next month you just pay for the 7 or 8 leads that you took to just kind of replenish that bucket.
Got it. And do they require both insurance, like the liability and workers' comp, or just one type of insurance?
For a general contractor, it says that all that's required is, I was just on that page a second ago, is $250,000 in general liability by EOY license. And then the license requirements, it says there are none. So do you have at least $250,000 in general liability insurance?
I think, I don't know if our insurance is updated, but because we first started as a roofing company and we have up to $1 million covered.
Okay. Most people tell me that they have more than the requirements, like just like you, you know, 250 is required. You have 1 million. So So I think that you would be fine. You would probably just have to check in to what that general liability by EOY means, because it sounds like they're a little bit specific on that. For the roofing category, it only says 250 in general liability, no requirements for the license, so you're good there. You don't have any felonies or anything like that within the past 7 years, do you?
Did you say no license required?
Yeah, for roofer, it says there's no license requirement in order to... Oh, well, hold on 1 second. Somebody changed the state here. I was looking at Michigan.
This is in Michigan. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, no. It said Michigan, and then someone went in and changed it. We have one doc that we look up pricing and requirements, and sometimes if someone else is on the phone looking up, it'll just change because they're looking up. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, actually, it does say something here. Let me put
this
in the notes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says that you need $100,000 in general liability, and you need either a Michigan State residential builder license or a Michigan State maintenance and alteration contractor license with roofing.
Yeah, we're good on that. You're
good on that. Okay, now, if you want to get Google guaranteed and run the leads under roofing rather than general contractor, they're much more pricey. They're $98.67 each. And again, that would vary. And the activation budget would be $1,287. So, you know, you just have to decide kind of which avenue you'd want to go. It sounds like initially you were just in roofing, but now you're kind of more broad and you're doing the general contracting, right?
Yeah, we're going more like into more projects.
Okay.
Well, let me think about this then, and I'll get back to you guys then.
Okay. So I'll send you an email, Emerson, with the pricing and everything. And then, if you decide to move forward on it, my direct line will be at the bottom of that email. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up maybe later in the week, okay?
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good rest of your day, too.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, bye.